There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Fad, it's good to be back, and there's a fair bit we missed during our time off.
Spot on, Jimmy boy, but Rosie will be in shortly to catch us up on what the family got up to while we were away.
And we chat to Hawthorn star Jager O'Meara, and I want to know about your genius dog.
Rover! Oh no, he's a genius, Jim. But up next, Luke Darcy is in the studio with us because his daughter, Sienna, is a world champion.
Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
I feel good!
In his 13 seasons, our next guest was one of the best ruckmen in the AFL.
Darcy wants that fifth goal. He wants the three Brownlow votes, and I think he's just about got the lot. Five goals to Luke Darcy.
Now, you can hear him rocking footy with Triple M's Friday Huddle.
Does it still matter to you, Damo? Because it is a fairly common occurrence that people want to kill you.
Please welcome the Duke, Luke Darcy.
Oh, and hit this audio, please, Bartholomew.
The lead is with St. Cats of Australia, undefeated domestically in Australia this season. They've come out to prove that they are the best schoolgirl junior women's eight in the world. They're coming down to the line. St. Cats leading Winter Park Crew, United States of America.
Utterly dominant. A length to St. Catharines, school from Australia.
And Sienna Darcy, a part of that crew, is a world champion.
G'day, JB. G'day, Bill. Duke. And thanks for having me this afternoon. A very proud dad moment, Bill,
great.
Today, coming back from the UK. It was a really special event, I have to say, and quite remarkable. A little school that Sienna attends called St. Catherine's College in Toorak. They're small school by number, but they punch above their weight on the rowing stage. And so to see them take on the might of the big UK schools and
the Yanks,
who were pretty confident, Bill, going to the final, the team from Winter Park, and they're big rowing clubs that have had, you know, a number of years preparation. Yep. And the girls, and you know, I am a bit proud of you, Bill, but they obviously went through the lockdown in Melbourne, so they're only able to really do ergos on Zoom. So if you actually put together and said you'll win the head of the school, you win the national, then you'll go and take on the best in the world and be good enough to do that. It was just a stunning thing to be on the banks of the River Thames, JB. Henley, it was a beautiful moment.
I did talk to you about that because I have been in London a couple of times when Henley's on and never had anyone obviously competing in it, but I was there with the best gear I could put together only because as a younger man, Bill, some of the best viewing you will ever see anywhere in the world.
Not on the water.
Not on the water.
Mm. Spring Carnival on steroids, Bill, is how I would describe
it. Fair dinkum, that's good.
And it, with all, you know, 60 or 70,000 there a day attending and then the final day on the Sunday and it's got all of the English. I had my top button not done up and I got told off at one stage.
The jumper over your shoulders.
The Pimm's and Lemonade did the old polo raffle around, tied around the knot, and it was sensation. I do want to mention St. Catharines is the school. Michelle Carroll, the principal, has done a great job. And they've got two coaches, Bridget Carlisle, John Saunders, who have done a remarkable job. Nine in the crew, eight girls and the cox, Summer, who is a legend.
Who's the cox? Yeah, I want to know who the cox
is.
She's a legend. She's steering it.
I know very little about the sport, Bill, but she, you know, she'd be 54 kilos wringing wet, Summer, and she gives it to them.
Good.
Do you want to get taken on by these English girls? And she's calling out the cadence, and so she was a massive part of their success. It was awesome.
Hey, so they're world champions, Jim, Australian champions, and back-to-back head of schoolgirls champions. So this is a big, big deal, racing against America's best, the UK best, and this little school from Melbourne downtown as one.
If you framed a market, Bill, and I know you like to have they would have to have been 1,000 to 1, I reckon, 18 months ago to have been able to do what they did. It may not happen again. It hasn't happened before. And so it was funny sitting in the stands and, you know, the English parents are there. And a nice little crew you've got down there in Australia. We appreciate you coming, but you're not in our class.
No. And the Yanks, what would they be like?
They were fairly confident, the American girls. And so to see this group come together, a little bit of magic of sport in it, JB, to see it happen was brilliant.
You're our expert, Jim. You're our rowing regatta
of
expert.
Of course. Ethan Dorney. But all I know is that the American and English schools spend millions on their rowing program. programs. Like, it sets the agenda for the whole place. Hmm. So to take them on and win is quite extraordinary. I know a fair bit about the Darcy family.
You do.
Now, the boys are a long way back from Beck and now Sienna.
Yes, right.
And so that is there. Just a fact. So when the celebrations were there, I hope the girls stepped forward.
100%. And she has got plenty of strut in our house at the moment. Is there any other world champions? I think she might have said when she got back.
What do they win when they go across? What do they actually get presented with?
This was another interesting moment because that race started, I think, in 1830. So it's been a couple of hundred years in the making. And the head of the famous Leander Rowing Club, which they tell me is the oldest rowing club in the world, the most celebrated, the chairman of the Leander Club picked out their crew as his favourite crew of the whole meet. And the only way you can get into the Leander Club, I understand, is if you win at Henley or you're an Olympic gold medal winner. And they've produced more Olympic gold medal winners. So Lord Swiggy, I think his name was, invited the girls into the chairman's lounge. And they were sort of going, when does this finish, looking at their watch? But they have honorary life membership now into
free
that
froffies
club.
And that all?
Well, I think there's reciprocal rights. Athenaeum Club, they're not allowed in there,
Of course they're not.
In Melbourne, but they had a life-changing event. Some of those girls, I think, one's already, I think, on her way to Stanford, and US scholarships are available for a lot of them, which would be great.
Duke, what I did learn from the Olympics is it is close to the most brutal sport to prepare for, that they're almost, I know boxing and marathon running, so there's other ones.
Yeah.
But the training program that elite rowers have to put together to then be at that level is as brutal as anything you'll ever hear about.
What's the distance?
And it's just over 2Ks. The Henley's a bit different. It's 2,150. It's match racing over there. But you're right, Joe, watching the commitment of the girls, how often you drop them early morning at the river and the extra training that they do. And then as someone who doesn't understand the sport, it's the ultimate team sport. You know, you put one oar in the wrong spot once, that's probably a chance to be the end of your campaign. And so with eight plus the Cox all needing to be in sync. Oof. And if you miss training, a lot of those other schools had several backups that were there. Their school, wasn't able to do that. So it was an amazing thing.
It's a great sport not to have your kids involved because you get up and all out. None of my kids row, and it's the best thing ever.
Well done to Sienna. She is. And of course, St. Catharines.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Can we please get Billy to tell us where the Formula One is this weekend?
Oh, it's not in Ashburger's, Anne.
A fat.
Yes.
Phillip Island, where you've been to watch the big race, the MotoGP. Look at the face on him.
I forgot I went there.
So we're talking Phillip Island because there's an English Springer Spaniel.
Mm-hmm.
Photo of it there.
What is a English
Not
Springer.
A big dog.
No.
That's not a bloody hunting dog or anything. It's a small to medium-sized pooch.
Not a cocker.
No. Springer Spaniel.
Or a coat.
I'm reading in the paper. It has hunted and located a rogue fox on the island.
Yes. Oh, good.
And the rogue fox was then dealt with by the park ranger. I got no time for foxes.
Why?
They're bad bastards. They just eat everything. Kill, slaughter everything. They were brought into the bloody country. They're not native to Australia. They're no bloody good.
I like it. They're sly.
Anyway, there are no foxes traditionally on Phillip Island.
Right.
So they reckon this one must have swum across. From the next to your mate's pub.
Or what? Got on
San
at
Remo.
Sam Remo there swam with Pete,
over,
Pete Williams.
Bill.
Oh, he would have walked across the bridge.
So, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
I put this dog.
He kills chickens.
Into the genius category.
Hence.
How is your dog a genius?
Oh, no.
Oh, because, Bill, this is a genius dog.
It's not going to work.
Paul in Montrose. Paulie.
How you going, boys? Just the boys footy training, mate.
Oh, good. That's not
Paul
the Saturday.
Paul thinks he's on the Saturday quiz, but anyway.
Yeah, wrong show.
Anyway, what kind of dog you got?
I had an English Staffy American Bulldog, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he's shocking on the lead, so I walk him off the lead, right? And when he needs to go, he'll find some overgrown garden, throw it into reverse and back into someone's bush to drop it.
That is genius,
mate. No bags for me, mate.
Bill, that's genius.
That is very good.
Clarkie in Hillsville.
Clarkie!
Hey, how you going?
How's your dog a genius, Clarkie?
About 20 years ago when I used to do a bit of surfing, went surfing on an incoming tide. She's grabbed all my gear as the tide's coming up and taken up to the high tide line so I didn't get wet.
That is good. Good. Wondering what it was.
Mm.
That is good. So the dog could read the tide coming in, Jim.
And saved his gear from getting wet.
Spot on.
I love that, Clarkie. Stay there. That's quality. Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Hi, JB and Billy.
How are you, Chelsea?
Good.
What have you got, a genius dog?
Yeah, I've got a golden lab called Barry.
Barry.
And he knows the name of all his toys.
What do you mean, toys?
So he's got a toy box that my brother made for him, and he's got about 50 toys in there, and they all have a different name, and you tell him, for example, he just got a toy manta ray. We called it Murray the Manta Ray. You say, go and get Murray, and he'll dig through the box and find Murray.
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
That's
and there's good. 50 different toys.
Oh, 50 might be an exaggeration. Maybe 30.
Oh, I like
so there's
Chelsea.
10. There's 10.
Yeah, no, that's good, though. Brad in Werribee. Bradford?
Hey, how are you, boys?
Good. All right, you got a genius dog?
Yeah, got a Springer Spaniel named Bella. On cold nights, she's getting a bit old, so she's worked out how to open the back roller door with her snout in the pool. She goes in there on a cold night, gets in the blanket we got in there, and when it's a bit dark, she turns the light on as well. I've got it all on camera, so she's figured out how to turn the light on as well.
Oh.
Open must the be roller clever. Door and turn the light on.
She's another Springer Spaniel. They must be clever, the Springer Spaniels.
She's only little. She's only about 18 kilo, but yeah, she goes all right.
Well, good that's why I say this one saved a whole island.
Jazzy. No, just
I did.
Found a fox.
Cool. The fox was threatening to ruin the whole
joint. I could have found the bloody fox.
No, you couldn't
Give
have.
Give me a spotlight.
Packing them. Phil.
Filthy.
Hey, Bowie. Hey, lads. How you going?
Good, Filthy. What do you got for us, Filthy?
we have a sausage dog. His name's Chili. He got out one day, and yeah, well, the kid's named after American chili dogs. Yeah. He got out the gate one day, and he took himself for his walk around the block. He came back a bit later on. It got dark, but he used to sit at the front door and bark at the people that walked past.
Yeah.
But he's figured out that he can stay in the warmer part of the house and sit on the back of the couch and watch security monitor on the fridge and bark at it as people are walking past.
Chili.
They're pretty smart little dogs. Bloody annoying, but they're smart.
Oh, annoying.
I like that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I couldn't believe how good I was and how skinny I was.
The Hawks have a massive game against West Coast, and we're joined by their star, Jaeger O'Meara.
Our next guest is leading Hawthorn's next generation.
O'Meara can go over the top. Moore busting back. Doesn't need to touch it. O'Meara slid it through.
Before the Hawks take on West Coast on Sunday, please welcome Jaeger O'Meara.
He's in the house, Fat. Good to have him here too. Welcome, Jaeger O'Meara.
Thanks, JB. How you going?
No, not as good as you. How are things, please? Are you happy with your form and the Hawks?
We got a much needed win against Adelaide on the weekend. We hadn't had a win for a while, so it was good to taste that again. But we've been pretty inconsistent. We've had some really good patches of footy throughout the year, and then we've had some really poor patches of footy as well. So we're just trying to make progress, and we feel like we're slowly doing that, but our best is really good and then our worst is really bad.
About to say that. It must be frustrating because when you see Hawthorn play well, you think, why doesn't that happen more often?
Against the Cats, clean them up beautifully.
Everything looks really good and then it falls away.
Yeah, we've been really competitive, especially against some of those top sides. Only lost to Melbourne by 10 points, beat Brisbane, beat Geelong. So we've matched it with some of the better sides, but it seems that some of the lower sides, we just have some inconsistencies in our game and haven't quite been able to get it done.
How's your form been, Yakes? And also, how is the old body?
It's going all right. I do feel like I'm one of the older ones. I think I'm maybe the eighth or ninth oldest of the club now at 28. So it's a much different group of players to when I first rocked up here. But I'm really enjoying my footy. It's probably the most that I've been able to train throughout the year this year. So the knee's been really good. And I feel like I've been building. I probably haven't played my best footy this year and had a little bit of a different role. I'm playing a little bit more forward, which I've really enjoyed, and actually pulling up from games a lot better than what I have in the past.
Great news. Hey, you're still training out at Waverley. What about Dingley? Is that they turned a sod there, or is it looking okay out there? What's the story out there?
I believe it's out to tender at the moment. So they're just trying to get that sorted. But they've been telling us that we should be in there by the end of next year. So hopefully that happens.
Hey, good when you got a big forward rolling. Mitchy Lewis, our boy.
Yes. Comes,
Bill loves him because he's from Assumption
boy.
But he got a bit of swagger too, which we like.
He's got a bit of swagger about him, that's for sure. But, we've been really pleased with Mitchy this year. He's just brought consistent effort. And he has a crack. He's in every contest. I think against GWS, he didn't hit the scoreboard. But I think he was involved in like 25 aerial contests and either won or halved all of those. So we love kicking it to the big fella. And if he provides a contest and either marks it or brings it to ground, then we're happy with that.
Tell you who I've been impressed with, Sam Mitchell, because when he played, you didn't like him. You'd try and belt him and all that because you just wanted to get hold of him. But with his coaching, he seems to be communicating really well, getting around to you boys. And I know you've been a bit up and down, but I've been impressed with Sammy boy.
Yeah, I've been really impressed. I know I played maybe a season against him when I was at the Suns.
Did you want to belt him?
I reckon he wanted to belt me as well. but he was always good fun to play against. He was a tough competitor and loved a bit of banter on the field as well. But he's been awesome as a coach and. He genuinely buys in and cares for his players. So I've got nothing bad to say about him. He's been great so far.
And some good young boys. Ward, I really like the look of him. McDonald, Granger, Barras. I know there a couple of them were quite high draft picks, so we shouldn't be necessarily surprised, but they're moving along nicely.
Yeah, really excited about those guys. Come along nicely. Wardy's had a bit of an interrupted season with a head knock and got back in the side last week. I've been really impressed with Connor McDonald. I think he's got a really bright future, and I think he'll play some midfield minutes later on in his career. But he's plying his trade as a small forward at the moment and doing really well. So some exciting prospects to come.
Now, we're just focused on the golf here, of course, Jake, because the British Open started at St Andrews. The coverage goes for about 18 hours, which sees me in heaven. I know you love your golf. The TaylorMade boys have looked after you with the stealth driver.
Yeah, correct. Gee, you're onto it. You're onto it early. Did Daisy let you know about that
one? I heard about it.
Not at all.
Hopefully it fixes me game, because at the moment it's shocking.
Oh, no good.
No good at the
moment. How does Daisy go? Did you play with Daisy?
I actually haven't played around with Days before. Have you boys?
No, it's an all right Nurry.
Well, he plays enough.
Does play a lot of golf.
Plays.
Well, the other bit of mail.
The
other bit of mail we got is that you're a man in possession of a, and I'm quoting what I've got in front of me here, a ridiculously lavish coffee machine.
Oh.
Yeah, I got that for my birthday earlier in the year. And it's just a bit of a shout out to Breville. They helped us out with a deal there, but got the top of the range Breville, which is a pretty nice.
Oh, you've got to have them built.
Oh, I know. Well, no, I haven't got one.
No, you must.
Well, I like to go to my coffee shop and buy one.
You're too lazy to make yourself
a chitter chat to the girls see what's going on. And tell us about Dare to Hope match this Sunday.
Yeah, so the great Paul Deer unfortunately passed away, lost a. His battle with pancreatic cancer. Yep. So the Deer family are doing a fundraiser for Dare to Hope. So the funds raised will be going to pancreatic cancer research and hopefully finding a better cure and a better alternative to what they've currently got. So they'll be at the game this weekend. I think they're at the president's function. Then there'll be some people around the stadium rattling some tins and trying to raise some funds for that. So it's a great cause.
Beauty, mate. Look forward to that and the rest of the season from you and the Hawks. Well done. Thanks for chatting.
Thanks, JB. Cheers, Billy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Super Mole, Rosie Walton.
Here she is in a new building and new surroundings. Hose, good to see
it's
you.
It's a fresh start.
And a new beautiful top.
Not new, but thanks. Stripey. I'm going to do some feedback on while we're away because we're back from 2 weeks of holidays.
Right, yes,
Jono Neville went somewhere interesting on his holidays. He sent us a photo. It says it's like carpet burn, except it's on your, what is this, Bill?
On his cockburn.
Oh,
sorry. I couldn't read
it. To a town called Coburn.
Coburn, Bill.
That'd be Cockburn.
No,
because they don't say it in Coburn. Perth. I'm assuming this is not in Perth, so it's Cockburn. Well, how would you say it, Hose?
I'm a lady.
Yes, you are.
Cop.
So she says COVID.
Thank you, Jono. Tristan Forrest messages, and he's not the first person to ask this, but he's saying, can you get Ross Noble back on your show? Because the meeting of the minds between Ross and Bill was something to behold. You can hear it on the Listener app, but that was extraordinary radio.
Yeah.
Have you gotten over that yet?
No, but he's not quite right, is he?
Oh, it's his fault.
And I'm up here, my threshold, whatever it is. And poor old Ross David Noble's down here. Been a bad day for the Nobles.
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious. This came through from Alex Dean. I don't know what it is, but I'll read it out. G'day, guys. When I turned 18, the boys at work started calling me Craig because Alex is a baby's name.
Oh. It's not bad.
Craig.
I don't mind that. Craig, as they say in the States. In the
Craig. Yep. Brett Kenny noticed something on Thursday night in the TV coverage of the game down in Geelong, and he wrote, GMHBA stadium lights must be too bright. There's a bloke in the crowd wearing sunnies. Oh,
well,
and Rabs, you went to Torquay over the break.
Yes, you're in Torquay. Mm-hmm. You drive out of Torquay. What's the first thing you see?
You go through the first roundabout and you could genuinely see the lights from everywhere.
See, Jim? They light up the whole state.
There was no power anywhere else but GMHBA Stadium.
No, they don't.
They do.
Bill.
They are magnificent.
Lights were on at the SCG in 1978.
Yeah, but they're low voltage. Rock and roll.
Yesterday, we moved into our new studios, and you, for the first time in I don't know how long, changed your computer screen, the wallpaper, from Lindsay Lohan, to what?
To a mark that I took over Gary Ablett. An absolute hanger, and Craig Kelly, and Gary Peart.
So you've changed your screen so you can look at yourself.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's a video put up yesterday, and we've had some feedback about that.
Yes.
Robbie noted that he's got multi-screen too, so he's got two screens. He's got,
I don't like that.
You don't?
Well, and then I've got my computer screen. I've got three screens.
Three screens,
that's
brownless.
Like three phones.
Yes.
You can't have it. It's too many screens.
But David asked, do you need an office? Like, he needs some personal alone time.
That's the other thing, Jim, because they stick out. And if anything pops up, the whole building will see it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, just sometimes you hit a button and this stuff comes up.
No, it doesn't.
No? No, not anymore?
Not for anybody else in
the building. Except you, because you don't know how to have
one of those hubs. I need a hub.
There's honestly so many layers that are wrong with this conversation.
Brendan Palmer noticed that in our beautiful new studios, good to see that PTJ still has his footstool.
Yes, I do. It's a bit high though, Hose.
I know. All right, we'll get you a new one.
What do you call that?
It needs to be footstool. A bit lower.
Footstool,
yes.
And one final message saying, welcome back to Bing Tang's Brayshaw and Protein Shakes Brownless.
Yes.
How many Bing Tangs did you have?
Well, I'm not a big beer drinker, I have a couple.
Yes.
And that's about as many as I can have.
Each day.
I end up looking like you otherwise.
No, well,
I get the bloated guts.
Actually, I'm going down and you're going up.
Actually not
those
going
shakes,
up.
Are they working? Isolate.
What do you
mean, Hose?
Hmm? You have to work with Bill every day. How long has he been talking about these man shakes?
Years.
Has it had one scintilla of impact on his body shape?
Well, I don't want to affect his whatever arrangement that he's got.
Yes,
but,
don't.
But no.
No, I actually haven't officially started till July 1, Jim. So I've only been gone 10 days.
So what was the toasty that you got from?
I was in a rush. Don't talk about that. I was in a rush.
What about I haven't started since July
1?
Well, I haven't. I've been putting on weight. I told you I fattened up for market, and now I'm losing. I'm on the downhill slide.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, Hose.
Well, right,
see you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What's wrong with him, Jim?
There's something very wrong with him.
We're in Bali.
Yes.
This amazing villa right down the bottom of Bali on the cliff. It was superb.
Oh, lovely.
But the bloke who ran the villa said, make sure you keep, especially the villa bit at the front, which was where we were.
Yeah.
As in Lisa and myself. The guy said, make sure you keep your doors shut during the day.
Because? Well, you'll tell us.
Monkeys.
The chief's
descendants.
Jim,
Bill.
Jim, you shouldn't have put that
Bill,
up.
I'm telling you, I'm minding my own business. I'm thinking of the bloke, bugger off.
Yeah.
Give me. He goes, listen, as long as there's no food, they won't bother you.
Yeah.
But sometimes they've been known to sneak in and like take a pair of sunglasses or, you know, valuables. Ooh. So just keep the thing shut. So I actually had forgotten about what the bloke said.
Yes.
I'm sitting there minding my own business. Suddenly I hear this noise. I'm looking around. I said, what the hell is that? I couldn't see anything. And suddenly this couple of little ones go scooting across the grass.
They go in early.
I'm like, there's a couple of monkeys. And then I look around the side, and that's the vision you saw on Instagram. Yeah. There was the chief. Lazy as you know what.
Excuse me.
That's him.
He's just parked there with all little chiefs zooming around.
So he's sent the little chiefs in first.
Little chiefs are all zooming around and big fat chiefs up there doing nothing. And I am pissing myself laughing because it's not the chief, of course, because he's the silverback.
That's right.
He's the Ugandan, the big bastard with the hunched shoulders and the grey hair. But they all come down from the chief. So that's chief's the big Ugandan. He's the silverback, but all monkeys underneath that are somehow related to the chief.
Little chiefs.
So these are little chiefs, all zooming around. And we are having fun with them.
Yeah.
But the guy said they come in groups. Oh. So I don't know what a whole lot of monkeys is called, be honest. Is it a pod or am I actually buggered if I know? But they're built.
I'd know that.
There would have been 30 or 40 of them drifting across these villas on the cliff.
Just looking for food.
Looking for food. It's all they're doing. Yeah. And they're all different sizes. A couple of them are clinging onto their mum's guts, hanging upside down, all the rest of it. Anyway.
So the chief's been busy.
The chief's been very busy. He's splashing it about all over the place.
I think it's a barrel.
A barrel of monkeys. There you go, Bill. Yeah. I like it. Anyway. So what we're doing is we're sitting there watching all this happen, and then suddenly a smaller one. Not that big.
Oh.
Like not
a baby.
Not a baby, but it was about the size of a suburban cat. Suddenly starts getting a bit close to us.
Oh.
And I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
And there's no food where we are, so I think I don't know what it's on about.
You don't want to be bitten either.
Well, that's exactly right.
You get rabies.
The rest are all buggering off, but this one started to get a little close and a little aggressive.
Oh.
So I'm sitting there. Lisa's there, of course, got a couple of the girls there. Mm. So I'm thinking, righto, well, I've got to keep an eye on this one.
Yeah, you're the big man of the house.
So it started getting a little closer and started baring its teeth.
Oh, wow.
What did you do? Well, Bill.
You bolted.
As it's coming at us and baring its teeth.
Yes.
I'm up.
You.
I'm up and I'm clapping as loudly as I can.
Oh, you're clapping.
To say, you know, bugger shoot. Off. Bill.
Yeah.
It's come at me again.
It has not.
With bared teeth. Anyway, so I thought, well, I've got to actually go at it.
So you do a bit of karate.
I've got to go forward at it. Because as soon as you show any weakness, little monk's all over you.
Which you've already done.
But Bill, I'm up and at it. And then I'm up and at it again. Yeah. And it's looked at me.
Yeah,
and then it's sort of half thought about it. And then it's turned around and buggered off.
Took off. Oh,
but Bill,
what a hero.
Here's the thing.
The girls, look at Jim,
Bill,
the hero.
This thing's only about the size of my cat. It's not a big monkey. But I'm thinking to myself,
if
it had come again, would I have done?
You were out.
But I had a pair of bathers on. What am I actually going to do?
What happens if it was the chief, by the way, the big chief come at you?
Well, then I wouldn't have been as comfortable.
I would have been
going the other way. This was only a smallie. But, Bill, I honestly thought to myself, as it turned around and buggered off, I thought, what would I have done just a pair of bathers on?
Pooed in them.
Because I'm thinking I'm going to have to use the slipper. That's what I thought.
What is it with you and animals?
I'm going to have to play monkey soccer.
Just go whack goal, back of the net.
Send it flying across the lawn.
Back of the
net. What the hell else are you going to do?
There must have been something he's sure with.
It occurred to me later.
Oh.
Well, because when you don't think in these moments.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. An owl, you see owls all the time. The kangaroos,
the kangaroo tried to turn him, but to pick up a stick.
You and animal.
I don't know, but this little monkey, I'll tell you, he was lucky. That's what it was.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I reckon I'm being paid unders.
We're joined by Mick Molloy. He's got a brand new podcast called Sports Bazaar with Titus O'Reilly.
I can't believe it's taken you long to jump on this podcast train.
What is a podcast, Mick?
Well, look, it's something you play it on your iPod. Right? What?
With the circle?
You still on the Walkmans, are you? Mate, with the modern technology. Hey, you go into a studio like this and instead of having to interrupt your conversation with Bon Jovi tunes, you just bang on for an hour. It's bloody brilliant. I can't believe it's taken me 30 years to work it out. So that's it. And, you know, like you guys, I love talking sport. So Titus is gone. I'm going to find the craziest stories you'll ever find in the world that you think are unbelievable. And we're finding them. And already people have reacted pretty strongly. Thank you. Number one podcast in Australia.
Bang.
As we speak.
No.
Yeah. Well, take
really?
That.
Really?
Take that.
I thought it was Hamish and Andy or us.
Mate, don't make me.
Oh, let's have a look. He's going. This will be good. He's trying to find. He's got the
iPhone. On the iPhone. I'll just go to my iPod.
Here it is. It says it here. Number one. The teacher's trial is number two. Big Mouth three. And who killed?
Hello, Rani. What's her name?
Rani.
Simi.
Siri.
Siri. Oh, it's the podcast king here. Rani.
Podcast numbers.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, the silent treatment again. I'm used to that from the girls. Number one podcast. So we find new and unusual stories. So the first ep was a true story. Two baseballers playing for the New York Yankees who held a press conference to announce they were swapping their wives.
Wow.
Bang. Now, if you can't chat
what
on
year?
That for an hour.
What year?
70s. Even for 70s, that was a bit progressive.
That used to happen a lot, but no one ever announced it.
I believe they informed the wives before they made the announcement. It's totally fair. And so this story, rarely known and discussed broadly on our show, and the feedback's been awesome. So Tour de France is on at the moment. Yes. We talked about the first Tour de France. You talk about Lance Armstrong, the cheating that went on in the early one. A guy, this is true, got a cork, very French, attached it to a piece of cord, put it inside his mouth so that the cord came out his teeth and attached it to a back of a car.
No. And no, he hooked him along.
I swear. They got to the Pyrenees and it bucked his teeth a little, but beyond that, he had a podium finish. And so spectators, because it was quite provincial and regional, used to wait for riders who weren't indigenous to the region and chuck rocks at them.
Really?
I'm not fond of cyclists.
No.
Hey, even I go, that's not on. So there's plenty of stories like this that we're combing the world for. So, you know, there was a marathon where the participants were only allowed two drinks of water.
What, for the whole?
The whole thing.
How far they run?
Well, I don't know. But the last 10Ks is in Thunderbird fashion. And some bloke got chased by a dog and ran a mile off course. So these are all the stories that you don't know.
Who gets them?
But you need to know.
Titus. He's good at those.
So Titus gets out and about. He does all the heavy lifting while I swan about at the bar, waiting for him to sign off on another one. But it's great fun, and we love doing it.
Sports Bazaar. Make sure you check that out. Now, speaking of the bar. How's that going?
Hotel Railway.
Good on you. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. Going off chops. It's going really great. Bit of blowback about the no Palmer. Has it come up on this program?
That's right. No, it hasn't. But
you told us about it.
I told you about it. But the chicken schnitzel is it's like a Fred Flintstone chicken schnitzel. You need planning permission from the council just to cut it into three bits.
Mick, is it a drinking bar? Because I have a view, and I know I'm preaching to the expert. I have a view that you've got eating dining bars and you've got proper drinking bars.
Yeah, that's
And the latter, you can't manufacture it. It's either a drinking bar or it isn't. So when I go to the railway,
there's different
many
opportunities
anymore.
For you. Like, in answer to your question, there's a front bar, cocktail bar, which would be right up your alley.
So you take the girl.
Yes, you could. Awesome. If you are so inclined, take any kind of partner.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in Brunswick.
It's in Brunswick.
Sorry. Impressive if you can do it.
Sorry.
Bill?
Yeah, sorry.
You could you could take
a giraffe.
A boy and a girl, I reckon, in Brunswick, and no one will bat an eyelid. So that's fantastic, but the food is great. It's a restaurant, and then there's an open bistro and what do you call it? Oh, yeah, courtyard.
Yes.
Beer garden. Beer garden.
What do you do there? Do you go? Do you pour any beers or you sit the other side?
No, I stand at the end of the bar in a blue sailing jacket like Ricardo Montalban and welcome people aboard.
No, you don't.
With a Negroni.
How good.
Negroni. Is that?
No.
Right, I serve my own beers in my own pub. I've put it on my passport. Publican.
Mick, you are a bloody star.
Yeah,
it's called Sports Bazaar.
Thank you.
How do we latch onto it?
Wherever you get your podcast and YouTube as well, you can watch it.
And you can watch it live. Ooh, a bit of eye candy for the ladies.
Absolutely.
Sports, what is it? Sportsbazaar.com. And podcast it.
Titus.
Get on your podium.
Beautiful.
Podium.
Podium.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, It's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you, Matty. Great to be with you today. Looking forward to the quiz. Beautiful quiz, Wednesday, 13th of July. And we go to our contestants, James, and we talk to Johnny and Churchill. Go, Johnny.
G'day, Billy. JB, how are we, guys?
Hey, boy. What do you do, Johnny?
I'm a field sales rep, boys.
Ooh, who for?
Wolfchester, might as well give them a plug. Automotive and industrials.
Oh, so what do you mean by automotive and industrials?
Yes.
So we supply goods to automotive and industrial outlets.
Oh, cool.
So from nuts and bolts through to tools to you name it.
Beautiful.
There you go, Jim. I don't like it. Still got no idea what he does, Johnny, but anyway. We'll talk to Texan.
Texan.
Boys, what's going on?
Texan! That's you, Texan. What do you do, Tex?
Just take screamers at full forward for the Adelaide Crows, mate.
Beautiful.
You sound like him.
I'm a plumber.
Oh, Pipey, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Playing in the old sewer today.
You already said, how are you?
Yeah.
So basically twice asked him how he was.
Yeah. Dunny Diver. Here we go. First in, best dressed. What prince heard some F-bombs at the tennis at the Wimbledon final Sunday
Texan.
Night?
Texan.
Prince George.
Prince George, Jimmy, just sitting there next, listening to Nick Kyrgios.
I know.
And poor old Kate, mum, had to put the hands over his ears
a couple of times.
Do you reckon he would have heard the F-bomb?
I don't reckon.
You don't reckon, Princey?
No.
How old is he, eight?
Not around the table. Wouldn't have thought.
Oh, Willie, when he's looked at his forehead and it's just dropping off, he might have dropped it.
Yeah, exactly. That was from your own experience?
A scoreboard, please.
One zip.
Oh, well done. Question two, boys.
Yes.
Thor, Love and Thunder is out now in cinemas. There have been four Thors.
Oh, no.
Four Thors, Jim. Name the first one, boys.
Texan. Chris Hemsworth.
No, that wasn't the question, Dopey. You weren't listening. I'll give it to you, Johnny. There have been four Thors. Name the first one.
Not my forte, boys.
Well, I'd go simple. I'd keep it simple.
Thor 1.
That's not bad.
Thor.
No.
Okay.
It's Thor. Just Thor on its own, not Thor 1.
Righto. So she's one zip and not really having much of a ring-a-ding-ding about it.
No, there's been Thor, the Dark World.
I just want to go to the Chili Peppers, boys.
Come on.
Well, answer some bloody questions. Audio question, this one.
Right.
What is this?
Texan. James Bond song.
Oh,
yes, we'll give you that. The theme.
Why are you playing it?
Well, the composer, Monty Norman, died Monday, aged 94.
Bloody hell.
He composed it all, Jim.
And very famous piece of work it is too. Now,
exactly.
Normally I'd lean one way or the other.
Yes.
But because we got a couple of Collingwood bogans, I don't give a stuff who wins. But Johnny, you need to lift.
Come on, Johnny. Three questions down and Texan leads 2-0.
Come on, Johnny.
Righto. Nick Riewoldt made his debut for St Kilda today in 2001, Jim.
On this day, you meant?
Today in 2001. So it's 21 years ago.
Yes.
21 years ago.
A long time ago. Superstar.
Who, what does Nick look like?
Oh, no.
Go again.
I know this.
Go again.
Johnny.
Who, what does Nick look like?
I know this. I know this answer.
Johnny.
Oh, help me.
It's long neck. Yes.
An animal.
Spits at you.
Yeah. Alpaca.
Yeah.
Alpaca.
He looks like
you
an
got
alpaca.
There, well, you think he does. So yeah, 1-2.
Yeah,
still Texan.
I know, Jim. Oh, this will be a good question. See who gets in here. Which Collingwood star plays his 350th game this weekend?
Johnny.
Oh, Jim.
Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was me.
Yeah.
Who plays his 350th?
Oh, I can't help you anymore, Johnny.
I'll call myself a Collingwood supporter.
I can't help you anymore.
Get me.
Texan.
Oh,
no.
Scotty Pendlebury.
Yes. Scotty Pendlebury, and that gets in the W.
Or is that...
Johnny, I can't do any more to help you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Does the channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim.
Funny man Bill Brownless.
That's what I am. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why. He is the funny man.
Start with a good one tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't reckon. is Matty, who's normally in the booth here, but because we're in a new establishment, he's had to go to Perth.
Yes.
So we've got someone in Perth and we've got someone in Albury Wodonga.
Wodonga and Albury?
Who?
No, he's in Perth in the booth putting together.
He's here.
No, Beard's here.
Oh. You're in Bendigo.
You're in Bendigo.
JB's at Marvel.
I'm at Marvel. Maddie's in Perth with an
and
idiot
I'm in
song.
South Melbourne.
Yeah. So that's how well this show's going.
Is that where
idiot
we all are?
Song. So you making an ass of yourself, Maddie slides it in between the words of a song.
Where
and
am
I absolutely love it.
Where am I?
Listen to look at him. You're in Bendigo, you clownfish. About to speak to the women of wool. All right, hit it, Maddie.
This is my favourite, and we'll just see how it goes. We might have
this is your last chance.
This is one of the great songs of all time. It's my favourite.
Okay.
It's a bit of a love song. We all get together, hands touching
get off
hands.
Ah!
Get off here me. We go. You ready?
Ba, ba, ba.
Where it began.
Right, sorry, we got mislaid.
Yes, we did.
Cricket.
Mislaid.
I can't begin to know him.
I like it,
guess
Jim.
What colour the light's up?
And I know it's growing strong.
What was that sentence?
Guess what colour the light's up?
Wasn't the spring.
And meeting a high rankle, ranking.
A high rankle.
High ranking liberal person, Jim, I saw.
Who'd have believed you'd come along?
No one's given us any kutos.
Any what?
Kutos. Is that the word, Doug?
I'm not sure you want kutos, Bill, but kudos might be appreciated.
Reaching out.
Who, what does Nick look like?
Touching me.
Jimmy, mark it up.
Touching you.
Very good, boys. Benny Willis.
So good. Sweet cow.
Get off me,
Bill. Ba, ba, ba.
The time's never seemed so good.
There have been four Thors. Name the first one. We'll talk about more with that with Jay-Z. Okay.
This is the sort of day we're going to have.
Billy Slater. I tell you what, he's playing games also. He's not coming out and saying who's playing where. They've been very secretly to you. Well,
secretly.
Yeah. Very secret.
Sweet Caroline.
Bum, bum,
yes,
bum.
That is the song. Then.
Congratulations to David Mundy on joining the top 10 VFL AFL players to play games.
Oh, oh Bill.
Oh.
What the hell?
Great
and
song.
You know what I love most about that from Maddie?
Sweet Caroline.
Right in the middle. See you later, Willis.
Yeah.
So, that's got to be 8 years old. It's as funny today as the time when it happened.
Yeah. Very good, boys. Go on here, Willis.
So good. Woo, woo. So, do you reckon I actually said that? Or is he just...
He didn't say anything.
Well, he's fast-forwarded it.
Higg and I looked at each other like, well, I don't understand what just happened.
I don't know. I still don't know what happened there. I just had a bit of a turn.
Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or grown.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's Joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Oh, the missus has left me again, Jim, with my obsession with Sinead O'Connor. She left me about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Actually, it was 7 hours and 15 days.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
Jim, look at Jim. Rabs, don't fall for it. You get a little roasting and then you backpedal.
No, that was shit.
Ah!
Bill.
It's been 7 hours.
That's garbage.
Not bad.
No, no, that's rubbish.
Quiet. That's play on words.
Yeah, no, this is a boring story.
Play on words, Jim. Not a bad song. Oh, bully, bully. Girl, Sinead.
Never again.
Never again.
Not on your life.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.